Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our final.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, thank you for that especially. Ken Libo is with us, ladies and gentlemen. You know who Ken is. He's the guy who's been telling us about all the incredible things to do on the internet with his books. 300 incredible things to do on the internet, 300 incredible things for golfers. For old people, no, that's not the title, is it? And for travelers, for young people, I don't know how many, I'm not sure, maybe something under 100 books and something under a billion copies sold worldwide. And he's here to talk to us about the next great thing to do on the internet. Ken, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Always good to be with you.
How many books?
I've written about 20, and I'm in the process of writing two right now. So I got a lot of balls up in the air juggling.
Yeah, sounds like it. Ken, what is the next greatest thing to happen on the internet?
Well, at the beginning of 2006, I said video. Online video is going to be the big hot button for 2006. And
you said that. You said that on this show.
Did I really?
Yes.
You have a better memory than I do.
Well, I remember the cool guests.
And quite candidly, I have to tell you, it's happened quicker than I ever imagined. And I can't turn anywhere, even reading the Wall Street Journal almost on a daily basis. You hear the name YouTube, which is YouTube.com. And it's an online video. That's all it is. And the reason why it's so popular is it's simple to use and it's free. So if anybody wanted to upload a video, they can do it literally in seconds. And even I can do it. It's real simple.
So what's the attraction? I mean, I can think of the commercial applications, but what's the attraction of a video for folks to use on a casual basis, just a private basis?
Well, one thing I'd like to say that whenever you read about the site YouTube or and candidly, Google has a video site, Yahoo has a video site, so there's major organizations that have, you know, these online video sites that you can upload your own videos for free. But when you read about a site like YouTube, what the papers and the media are usually saying is that it's weird, it's wacky stuff, it's stuff for like teens and so forth.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of that stuff out there, a tremendous amount, but there's also a lot of applications that can be used for businesses. As an example, you could do, you know, if you want to demo a product, you can put it out there. If you give a speech, you can put it out there. And you can also integrate it into your own website. So
that's the key is, you know, if I want to videotape one of my employees demonstrating a product for one of my customers or for my customers or prospects, you know, that's one thing. But how do I get that? How does YouTube help me with my corporate with my corporate application?
Well, what YouTube does is, again, it allows you to put the video up there, and it's free. You can integrate it with your website, and you can use it for whatever. You know, you got to sit down in your own company and brainstorm, well, why would we use this? What are the applications for us? Is it sales and marketing? Is it a commercial? Say you're a small company, and you've never had a TV commercial because you can't afford it.
Right.
Production and the cost to put it on air. Well, now you might, for less than $1,000, produce a commercial, put it on the internet and say it's fun, it's wacky, it's cool, you might, before you know it, and this has truly happened, 1,000, 5,000, 50,000 people or even 1 million people have seen your fun commercial that promotes your product.
Wow.
And believe it or not, if there's one going around the internet or on YouTube now, it's called Tea Party, and literally millions of people have seen this commercial because it's 2 minutes long, and people are sitting there watching a 2 minute long commercial.
About what?
Why? Because it's fun. It's about an alcoholic beverage. I think, I forget who it is, Smirnoff or whatever, put it out there, but it's a fun commercial.
Well, does it sell any beverages?
It gives them awareness of, let's put it this way, they can't really advertise on TV, right?
So right.
Now they're advertising using YouTube.
Yeah,
and so
Smirnoff or whoever the company is, they're literally using this almost public utility, video utility.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I know that one of the things you talked about to us before was the way to use MySpace for something similar to that.
Right. And, you know, recently I read, you know, Burger King has a MySpace site. What are they doing? Believe it or not, they're letting you download, I think it's free music or something like that. So people are thinking of creative ways to use these services. And, you know, in the past we've talked about blogs. So now if you have a blog, which is free to put out mm-hmm. on the Internet, now you integrate it with video. Now all of a sudden you're using all of these tools that are simple to use.
Right.
And the operative word, the beautiful word, is free.
Technology and powerful technology is becoming more and more democratized, and that's in and of itself. That whole concept is really a killer app. All kind of a loosely connected killer app. Stand by, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Ken Lebo. When we come back, I'm going to talk about a prediction that I made a few years ago. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
No matter what the people say,
no matter,
they don't even know.
They don't know you at all.
Die before you.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog when you get there. It's not like anybody else's blog. It's a multimedia blog, and you can subscribe to it, and we'll send it to you, or you can just come and get it, and we update it every weekday. Ken Lebo is a blog expert. He's an Internet expert. He's a video online expert. You name it, he's an expert, and he'll do your taxes for you if you make him hold him at gunpoint. That was part of his background. He was a CPA in a former life, right, Ken?
Yeah, but I don't think anybody wants me to do their taxes. We could both end up in jail.
Ken, you talked about a prediction you made earlier in the year. I made a prediction about 6 years ago. I said when broadband connections, when the big pipe gets into most, when it becomes widely diffused in the marketplace, the world will change. And I've made some predictions before that weren't right. And that one might not have taken a lot of genius to make. But I was talking about it when most people never heard of big pipes. And that's one thing I was right about. The world has changed since big pipes has become predominant in the marketplace, hasn't it?
The world has changed. And I even tell people to this day that we're still really at the crawling stage. So that big pipe you're referring to is only going to get bigger. And it's going to actually be sitting in our hand or be in our hand. It's going to be
Yep. It's
called the cell phone. And pretty much over the next 5 years, everything we're used to seeing on the computer screen, whether it's wireless or not wireless, is going to be sitting on our cell phone. And they're all moving in that direction. And it's going to be fast.
I've never seen a term materialize in front of your very eyes and evolve the way technological convergence has over the last 10 years, especially 4 to 5 years, in terms of the way the PDA and the cell phone, the camera, it's the web browser, et cetera, the computer, the way all of that is converging more and more into these little handheld devices.
You're right. You know, when I bought my first cell phone that had a camera on it, I said, I'm not going to, why would I even bother using a camera? And you know what?
Yeah.
I do it all the time.
Is that right? I have to say, I don't have a camera phone, but I do have a BlackBerry. Now, my BlackBerry is not a crackberry. I don't check it every other second, but it is a handy tool for me.
Well, Jim, you're the only one on this planet that has a BlackBerry that doesn't check it every 2 seconds.
I don't.
Congratulations.
No, I don't, but I do. I tell you what, I do use it for contact management. I use it for, it's an alarm clock when I'm on the road. It's, I do get email. I respond to email. I don't like to do a lot of text messaging. It's just a lot of trouble, but I do some of that. And, it's pretty handy. I never surf with it because maybe I've just got an older version. You can surf on the internet with it, but, I don't like the way it displays, but I know some people who do, but it's just incredible to watch technological convergence happen in front of your very eyes like that.
It's amazing, and it's happening fast, and that's
so. So the video, though, Ken. When is video capability, all this new demand for video, is that going to cause increased demand for that capability on our PDAs?
Absolutely. You know, it's already there. Someone the other day asked me, can you watch TV on your Trio? And the answer is yes. I showed them how to do it. Now, I want to do that right now? Absolutely not. But it's there, and it's in the crawling stage, and that's what we'll be doing down the road. So, it's funny because everybody wants to have plasma TVs and
right.
these big, beautiful, expensive TVs. But on the reverse end, we're seeing stuff like YouTube, which is not high quality video, and we're seeing stuff on cell phones.
Right.
So we're going in both directions simultaneously.
This video on the net, that also has a potential to become controversial too, doesn't it?
Well, one thing, I'm glad you mentioned that, because one thing I think we're going to see starting, I don't know if it's going to start today, but the political season is starting right now with the elections coming up, and you're going to see a lot of political video, just like you see political blogs, mm-hmm. you're going to see a lot of political video on the Internet, and you're going to see guys and ladies caught off guard saying things they probably shouldn't be saying, because
yep.
guess what, in the audience, is whether it's a cell phone camera or whatever it is, they're going to need to be on guard, because this stuff is going to make it onto the Internet. It's going to be on YouTube, whether it's
Is this a good thing, or is this advancement run amok?
I think really kind of both, because, now people are going to have to be really guarded. And I talk about privacy all the time, and the bottom line is we really don't have much privacy when it comes to technology, but people are going to have to be much more on guard, which that's probably a bad thing, because they're not going to be necessarily saying things off the cuff, because their handlers are going to make them be much more careful once some of this stuff happens. And they're also going to be putting things on the Internet that are really, in essence, commercials.
Right.
So,
well, the book 1984, I'm trying to remember the author's name. Help me.
Huxley?
Hmm?
Was that Huxley, or did he?
No, not Huxley. 1984, I just can't say his name. Anyway, he talked about Big Brother. I think with all the technology you're talking about now, we'll probably need to be more worried about Big Neighbor.
Big neighbor, big person in the audience, whatever it may be. Whether you're in school and the kid's taking a video with his camera, of the teacher, whatever it may be.
Right. Yeah. Give us your website, Ken.
Well, the one related to videos, because I have created one, is incredibleVideos.net. And if people want to get an idea of what's out there, because not only have I been putting videos out there, I've been putting all these great video sites out there as well. So it's incredibleVideos.net.
IncredibleVideos.net. Check them out, folks. And Ken and I will be right back. We got more to come after these messages. Stay with us. Here's The Who to take us out.
From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend and longtime member of our Brain Trust, Ken Lebo, the author of all the books on incredible things to do on the Internet. He's got about 20-something of them out there, something under a billion copies sold. And by the way, folks, George Orwell, the author of 1984, is the name I couldn't get out of my head a few minutes ago when we were talking about Big Brother and now Big Neighbor and Big Audience Member. And Ken and I are talking about using videos more and using them to your advantage on the Internet. One of the things that you probably better be careful about if you're using videos for corporate purposes, for your business purposes, would be the presentation of other people's brands. Wouldn't you think you'd need to be careful about that?
I think you would have to definitely be careful of
because if you're trying to do a demonstration of a product that's somebody else's product that you happen to sell, and I'm not sure how those companies would feel about that. I mean, obviously they want to sell their product, and if you represent I would think that they might want to have some control over the video that you would put out about their product.
Well, it's like I tell people when I give presentations, and I, you know, as an example, I might tell someone in an audience or tell an audience, create a blog. You're an expert in whatever. However, if you're a stockbroker, you've got restrictions. You're not allowed to do those kinds of things. So, whatever business you're in, if you have certain restrictions or limitations, you need to know what they are and find out about that before you start, whether it's blogging or putting videos out there, you know, or whatever. But again, with the video, if for demos, for marketing, for sales, you know, these are all kinds of just idea generators, to, you know, to get you out there. If you give a speech, well, you might give it in front of 100 people. Why not put that speech on the internet so now potentially right. tens of thousands of people can see it?
Right. Well, exactly. And I would think, though, that you could use, you know, if you were if you were in the landscaping business, or if you had a nursery, or some other kind of business where you could help show people how to do the things that you sell, to use the things that you sell, and they could go online and click on those things. I would think that'd be a benefit, and you could do that without without infringing on anybody's intellectual property. You know, Ken, one of the things I think about is who has time to go to all these things? And I asked you that question offline a few minutes ago. But I think one of the reasons why people are spending so much time on these things, I think they're doing that instead of watching television. And I don't blame them, because there's nothing decent on television anymore.
Well, that's one of the things that I like about this online video. Now, quite candidly, it's tough to find all the great video that's on the internet.
Unless they know you.
What's that?
Unless they know you.
Well, it, you know, sometimes it's tough for me, and I try to make it simpler for people. But you know, it's there's so much information out there. It's sometimes it's just like I'm writing a book about blogs right now. Well, to find just the incredible blogs, that's a chore.
Right. I can see that. Well, that's another thing is, you know, all the blogosphere, as it's called now, who has time? What do these people do? Do these people have jobs who spend all this time on blogs?
Well, the thing that I told you while we were talking offline is I think a lot of people are passionate about whether it's their business, politics, whatever it may be, and a lot of people are experts. So they want to put their expertise out on the internet.
No, I get the creation of the blog, because we have a blog, but I mean but I mean some people though seem to live in the blogosphere.
I think a lot of people are out there. Well, you know, think of this. Your hobby makes a lot of people. How much time do people spend watching college football?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of people that aren't college football fans. Well, instead of spending hours and hours and hours watching college football, maybe they're writing a blog.
Right.
So, you know, it's just a different interest.
Well, and you know, another thing that this has done, this has brought venues from around the world to anybody in anywhere in the world. I have a friend who's a video, his company is a video, you know, they're video professionals, and they're selling like cricket games from on the other side of the planet to people here in America for like $200 a pop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. It opens up the whole, you know, world to you. And again, that's why we were talking earlier, and I think you might be a business in, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Well, you can expand your business possibly by just putting out a commercial on the internet on a YouTube site that might have cost you $500 to produce, and now all of a sudden people all over the world can see it when you never had that ability to show it to them before.
Ken, give us your website again, please.
The site related to videos is incredibleVideos.net, and if people aren't into the video world yet, you'll see a lot of great examples out there.
What about the other? Give us one more before we go.
One more.
IncredibleVideos.com?
And that's IncredibleVideos.net.
.net. It's all .net. Hey, thanks for being here, Ken. Good job today.
Always my pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Ken Lebo, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.